Auntie B.
Hello, Charlotte.
Since the last time we met, has anything changed with you going back to work and making sure Sienna and Ari are okay since October?
Okay, so since the last time we met, I haven't gone back to work yet, but things have changed slightly in that we are now progressing with having more time during the day where Sienna's allowed to spend time with Aria alone. So that gives me some extra time to do some bits.
Brilliant. Since the last time I interviewed, Aria was only a couple of months old. How have you managed...
How have you found she has changed?
How have you found... Since the last time we interviewed, how have you found that Ari has changed in the last few months?
Well, I've noticed that she's sleeping better, which has been amazing. She's going longer stretches. She's also now started to eat solid food, so we're introducing her to new tastes. She's not drinking as much milk as what she would have had in the past. She is now getting a little bit more mobile, as in starting to turn around and moving around on the floor. So we're getting to the stage where we're going to have to start preparing the house and putting things away.
How much involvement do you have with Sienna and her medical needs?
I help Sienna out with her epilepsy by taking her to her appointments. Also, unfortunately, Sienna's been having more frequent seizures, and they have been at different times than previously, so we just have to be more alert. Thankfully, Sienna is able to know when a seizure is coming on, so she can tell us and make herself safe, help her to go to her appointments, and also to help her take Aria to her appointments, because she's also having a lot more than normal because of being premature.
Okay. Hey, Sienna.
Hi.
One few questions for you. We're going to start off with, how are you now managing your medical needs as Aria's got a little bit better since our last interview? Hey, Sienna, I've got a few questions for you since our last interview. Start off with, how are you now managing your medical needs since Aria's a bit more bitter?
I ensure that I go to sleep when Aria goes to sleep, and then I have more... Oh my God, what the hell?
Maybe you could say that...
Hey, Sienna. Got a few questions for you since our last interview in October. Start off with, how are you now managing your medical needs since Aria is now only 8 months old?
I had a change of medication since the last time I was interviewed. I now go to sleep when she goes to sleep to ensure that I don't have any seizures, and I go to any appointments that are scheduled for me to go to with the epilepsy team.
Okay. Now that Aria's 8 months old, bit more mobile since the last time, have you adapted to those changes?
Because she's more mobile, and almost rolling over, I have to adapt to and be more patient with her by being more patient, because she's being more playful and chats a lot.
Right, Sienna, as now Aria is a little bit bigger since our last interview, what is the most challenging thing for you?
Whilst I am holding her, while she's teething, she can cry quite a bit, and then when I try and soothe her, As she's getting, because she's getting heavier, it's more difficult for me to hold her, because the cerebral palsy down my right is higher to my body.
Right, Sienna, is Aria a good baby to look after?
She is excellent. She's now feeding on solids as she's got older, and she sleeps really well. She now has about 7 to 8 hours sleep. Now, because the circumstances have changed, I'm now a single parent raising her by myself with help from my mum and extended family.
Alright, do you get any alone time with Aria?
I currently do at the moment. I am scheduled to do 4 hours per day, and then the rest of the time I get support from my mum and family.
And when you have your time alone with Aria, what do you like to do with her?
I like to go into town and do some bits with her. I also go to the park or go for a walk.
Regarding your seizures, when you're alone with Aria, do you have anything put in place for when you do have them?
I do have a couple of minutes warning, so I could get a emergency button to place around my neck and place Aria down safely, and so that could alert the ambulance, and then they're able to alert a family, close family member around me, and they can come in and see Aria to themselves.
Okay, now best question to all of us, Sienna. Now that Ari's a bit bigger, what is the best thing about looking after her?
She's the best thing ever that happened. I've enjoyed her first Christmas and Easter and St. Patrick's Day. Because she's turning into a clever, beautiful girl, and she's just amazing. Like funny little character.
Now that Ari's a bit bigger, what is now the best thing?
She's absolutely amazing. She's turning into a right little character. We've enjoyed her first like Christmas, Easter, St. Patrick's Day, and she's just got a good little character, and she's so funny.